2011 is coming to an end, and we're beginning to think on beyond today in our dailies into next year and what's taking place. As we look at the events of this past calendar year, we see that it's been a very eventful year, especially in the Middle East. What began in January with the riots in Tunisia and Egypt led to what has been called an Arab Spring and an uprising of people in the streets of so many of the Arab capitals.
And it doesn't stop there. You look through the last year and look at the remarkable events that have taken place. You have Egypt, you have Tunisia, but then you've also got the areas of Yemen and Syria,
Libya,
Gaddafi's fall. All of those things keep our attention in the Middle East, and we just can't take our eyes off of it right now.
Probably another country that is still on our radar is Iran. They are getting closer to a nuclear weapon, being able to deliver that. That is still on the minds of the leadership of the West as they fear that very real possibility. And of course, the nation of Israel is watching it very carefully, and who knows exactly what they might do in that area. But the entire region is going through a turmoil. We've just pulled the last American troops out of Iraq.
Right. And so when you look at those different events taking place, we see it's a monumental thing. The Berlin Wall was tremendous back in the late 80s when it fell, and yet today this is something even more significant when you look at what it points us to in Bible prophecy.
What is really taking place in the Middle East is a redrawing of the map, a potential redrawing that hasn't been done in more than 100 years after the end of World War I. And the potential there is still significant going into this next year. Sometimes people wonder, why is it that we focus so much on the Middle East? The reason is key Bible prophecies of the time of the end center right there. Jesus talked about in Matthew 24, the abomination of desolation being set up in a there in that area of Jerusalem around the temple area that would harken back to a historical event, but also set off today a tremendous amount of problems. We also Jesus talked about armies encircling Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing that just a single small event can set it all off. That's what it started with in Tunisia. And it just propels the world, it seems, right into fulfilling the prophecies that Jesus himself talked about and Daniel and so many others we find in the book of Revelation as well. So it certainly should be a reminder for each of us to keep our eyes there and look to the Bible and look to God so that we can have a proper relationship with him.
2011 has been a very eventful year in the Middle East. 2012 promises and shaping up to be an even more dramatic one with many other events set to take place there. It's important that we watch the Middle East and keep our eyes there because so much of Bible prophecy is focused on that area of the world.
We'll have more for you on the same subject as this 2011 comes to an end. And so stay with us, and we'll see you next time on BT Daily.